Hello everyone, welcome to my channel, Let's Talk About Cancer. I am Dr. Satish, bringing you this podcast about FAQs in breast cancer. I get a lot of women who call me and ask, I have painful breast lumps cancer. I have a very painful lump in one breast or sometimes both breasts. I am really worried, is it cancer? So the answer to this is most often no. Most often, a painful breast lump is part of a normal changes that the breast occurs after one has stopped feeding their children, and the breast glands which supply milk slowly undergo changes due to hormones and become painful, which as and when one attains menopause, the pain subsides. This can also be because of an infection which a lady develops, usually when they are feeding their child, due to cracks in the nipple, and can be filled with pus and may need an urgent surgery to drain the pus or antibiotics to relieve the infection. It can very rarely be due to cancer, which has grown so big and is involving the skin also. The best way to get it sorted is to get a sonomammogram or an ultrasound of the breast, which will help us identify what type of lump it is, and then we can treat it accordingly. Equally important is to meet your doctor and get them to evaluate the breast lump or the painful breast. Second most common question that I get asked is about breast cancer. So if somebody is diagnosed with a breast cancer, then they are worried whether it means death. Once they are diagnosed with cancer, any cancer per se, especially breast cancer, when women come to me, they break down and they ask, I have cancer, does it mean I'm going to die? This depends mostly on the stage. If they come to me with a small lump and it's an early stage, the chances of cure are upwards of 90%. So it is very important to not neglect painless lumps in the breast and to seek treatment early. This will involve meeting your doctor, getting them to check you, evaluate you, get a mammogram done and a needle test, all of which will confirm what the diagnosis is, and if it is cancer, to do tests to evaluate what stage it is and then start treatment. So breast cancer does not mean death. Breast cancer means you need to seek out treatment early and try to finish the treatment completely so that you have a very high chance of cure. The next question which I get is, now I have been diagnosed with breast cancer. I have a lump in the breast. It is small. Now, I don't want to lose my breast, but I'm scared if I do only a lumpectomy, if I remove only the lump and leave the rest of the breast behind, there is a very high chance I will get the cancer again and I will die. So to answer this question, today, with the current advances in treatment, whether we remove the whole breast or remove only the lump with some tissue around it and treat it in a way that is appropriate for cancer treatment and complete not just surgery but chemotherapy and radiation as is required, then the outcomes are exactly the same. So whether you retain the breast and remove only lump or you remove the whole breast, if it is done in an oncologically correct way, the outcomes are exactly similar. So I have a few patients who have had lumpectomy who have come back with opposite breast cancer as well. So that is completely unrelated to this. So you need not be worried that just because you have a cancer in one breast, it means you can get cancer anywhere. We just have to treat it according to how it is. Sometimes I've had patients who have completed the treatment for breast cancer, but in an advanced stage, who come back with disease coming back on the skin after removing the entire breast. So it does not matter whether you've removed the whole breast or the lump only. Your chances of the disease being cured or the chance of the disease coming back depends completely on the stage and not on whether you have left the breast behind. So that is something which you need to be aware about. The next question is, will I lose my hair permanently when I take chemotherapy or radiation? So radiation therapy is not associated with hair loss. Chemotherapy at times, in fact at most times, can lead to temporary hair loss. This is because the most common medicine which is used as part of chemotherapy in treating the patient for breast cancer can temporarily cause the hair to fall sparsely, which after the treatment is completed in exactly a month's time starts regrowing, so that 6 months after the treatment is complete, you have almost near normal hair as before. So this is not a permanent loss. Is breast cancer treatment painful? Is chemotherapy painful? Is radiation painful? I'm worried because I'm scared the whole treatment will be so painful that I don't want treatment for it. So things have advanced so much that today when we do surgery for breast cancer, at the end of it, we make sure we give enough nerve blocks so that when one wakes up from anesthesia, the pain is so minimal that they are not even uncomfortable that they have undergone a surgery. And with such good reconstruction options, it looks like a near normal breast has been given back with no pain at the end of surgery. Similarly, with chemotherapy, there are so many additional medicines that are being given so that there's hardly or no nausea, vomiting, acidity, any of the discomfort that one feels during chemotherapy. Apart from a hair loss which is temporary, for which there are good professionals providing good wigs which one can use during the treatment and one need not use after the treatment because the hair grows back, that the whole experience is not unpleasant. And there are professionals who have dedicated their lives to making the life of women who are undergoing cancer therapy comfortable, that they are always, there is somebody to help you go through this process so that it is not painful. Radiation therapy for breast cancer per se is not painful. There are only some minimal skin changes that happen towards the end of radiation, which is also temporary. So it is not a painful treatment at all. So breast cancer today is not a painful treatment. You just have to face your fears and take help because plenty of help is available. Do we have to remove full breast because I have cancer? I think I've already answered this question. No. Removal of whole breast is not mandatory for breast cancer unless there are certain particular factors that we see in your mammogram or the tumor is very large. Otherwise, most often we'll be able to remove only a part of the breast and retain the rest of the breast to give good aesthetic appearance. Can I get cancer in the opposite breast also? Most often, patients who get cancer in one breast have as much a chance of getting cancer in the opposite breast as anybody else in the population. You are at a very slightly higher risk of developing cancer in the opposite breast, but because you have taken treatment for breast cancer, your oncologist will always keep you on a screening protocol with a yearly mammogram so that your opposite breast is also checked for at least once a year, which is good enough. You need not be worried. The risk is very low to get anxious about. The other very common question that I get is, will my children get breast cancer because I have? Now, breast cancer can be hereditary. It is found to be hereditary in less than 15% of the population. If you already have a lot of family members developing breast, ovarian, colon cancers, then you could have the hereditary gene, for which today genetic testing is easily available. Otherwise, if the incidence of cancer is sparse or you are the first person to have developed breast cancer at an elderly age, the chance of your children being at a higher risk of developing breast cancer is not very high, it's very low. And they just need to do a routine screening like a health checkup every year to include a breast and gynec screening for cancer. At any point of time, the genetic testing for the patient or family member is easily available if they want to find out for themselves if they are at a higher risk of developing cancer. Another common question that I get from the patient or from the family members is, will my family get cancer if they come close to me, if they hug me, if they touch me? Will the children be at a higher risk of developing cancer if they come and hug me? If I feed them, can I take care of them? The family members come and ask me discreetly, "Doctor, now that this patient has got cancer, can I allow my children close to them? Will they be at a higher risk of cancer if they hug them or if they kiss them or if their saliva or spit falls on the children or if they eat from the same plate as the cancer patient?" Cancer is not a transmittable disease. It does not spread like COVID or common cold from one person to another person by touch, hug, by kissing, by eating on the same plate, by the touching of the sweat, saliva, or any other body fluids. It is a disease which requires a lot of love from the family members. So the more you spend time with them and give them love, they will feel happy and their chance of cure will be high. Nobody will get the disease by touching a cancer patient. So please remove this idea from your thought. Thank you. This is my chance to discuss with you about breast cancer in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Hoping to see you soon. Take care. Bye.